Right, son. Angus and Dave here.
Yeah, it's Dave and Angus Show, episode 117.
And we are in the great state of Wisconsin.
This is week two.
We have no idea how they put these out.
I'm supposed to say week two, though.
They have no idea how much driving we've been doing.
No, they don't.
But we're driving our asses off right now.
This week, we're going to do a real-time tour with Dave and Angus.
We're going to the Milwaukee Public Museum.
As long as we don't get kicked out.
I've been kicked out of like 30% of places so far.
You punched a guy at a baseball game, and he punched you, and we got kicked out of the fucking baseball game.
Go Mariners.
Yeah, he kicked your ass.
He sucker punched me.
You sucker punched him.
Well, at least now we all know.
You're a dick whistle.
Minnesota and Wisconsin, they punch the hardest.
He went down like a bag of potatoes.
It's Wisconsin, Dave. It was a bag of cheeses.
Right, well, we're going to the Milwaukee Public Museum for this week's Dave and Angus Show.
Did they really punch as hard as Minnesotans?
I think it's a hockey thing, you know?
Yeah. It's Dave. I'm Dave. It's Dave. I'm Dave. It's Dave.
Angus and Dave here. We're at the Milwaukee Public Museum.
And judging by how things are going, we're going to give you a walking tour until we're kicked out.
Yeah, I got a streak going.
We just walked up some stairs and already we're presented with dinosaurs.
And a big sign that says spiders this way. Let's do that. Fuck me.
Yeah, we're looking at the fossils of a raptor here and we're going to go up some more stairs.
This is a big fucking place, Dave.
It sure is.
And that is a big fucking fossil. What the fuck is that, bitch?
I think that's a whale.
Well, the way they got it hanging from the ceiling, it looks like that creature from the never-ending story they fly on.
Oh, boy.
One flight of stairs later.
There's a lot of shit in here, Dave.
Yeah, there sure is.
This section is called The Sense of Wonder.
Yeah.
And it's just all dead things. Makes me wonder what killed all these things.
Well, we've seen some human skeletons, some Neanderthal, and a bunch of animals.
All these animals are stuffed, and that donkey's looking at me funny, Dave.
It does have kind of a funny look on its face.
Poor donkey's like, I used to fuck dragons, now I'm sitting in here looking at you. Yeah,
for those of you listening, it's a stuffed donkey.
I'll stuff your donkey, Dave.
Right, I should mention we stopped by a brewery before we came here.
We sure did, Dave.
Right, well, there's over 150,000 square feet of stuff to see.
And it is fucking packed.
Yeah, it's 3.5 floors.
And by the looks of things, no one in Milwaukee throws anything away. They just put it here.
We're not looking at garbage.
A lot of knickknacks, though, Dave.
Well, this museum specializes in anthropology and botany, geology, history.
And we're looking at rows and rows of just what the fuck are these, Dave?
Various things.
Is that a fucking pine cone? Are we looking at Meemaw's knickknacks? Is that what we're doing?
We're just getting started.
A small increment of time later.
Oh, you've got your dino boner on.
This is awesome. A fucking triceratops. Look at that thing.
I'm looking. Just don't make me read all the corresponding nonsense.
We're in a section of the museum called the Third Planet.
I don't know what that means, but I'd ride this fucking thing to work.
Triceratops.
This will be an easy creature to saddle and train, Dave.
You think so?
I know it. What I don't understand is they're trying to tell us these fuckers have feathers?
Oh, a lot of the dinosaurs were feathered, yeah.
I'm trying to picture this Triceratops wearing a feathered shawl.
All right, well, there's lots of things to see here. This is a display showing Pangaea.
A.K.A. a fuckload of reading.
It's just showing the position of the continents when this dinosaur roamed the Earth.
Dinosaurs seem fake.
You're looking at the bones of a dinosaur.
Yeah, but people can make anything. Remember Transformers? Those are badass. They're more intricate than that damn thing.
A fucking toy?
I'm pretty sure dinosaurs are fake, Dave.
We're in a room filled with bones that they faked all these.
Yeah, lots of people have rooms filled with shit. Have you seen Roadkill's office? He's got all the cool Star Wars shit.
He's got those cool Lego helmets. But what the fuck are you talking about?
I feel like me saying dinosaurs is fake is pretty self-evident, bitch. Oh, I busted your brain already? It's early. Oh, look, Dave, over here. You don't want to miss this. It's reading. Dave, you can read about dinosaur rocks. Look.
It's a gallery of fossils.
Seriously, though, remember Transformers?
Of course I fucking remember Transformers.
They should have a Transformer museum. I'd go check that out.
Anyway, we're entering the Paleozoic era.
And it looks like a giant version of Petco in here.
What?
The fish tanks and shit. It doesn't smell like gerbils' asses, though.
I wish you guys could see this.
What the fuck are those, Dave?
Well, they're ancient creatures in the water.
Those look like Cthulhu's spermazoa.
They are kind of spiky, squid-looking things.
You know that's what they look like.
They kind of did.
All
right.
Look at all this fucking reading. At least Petco doesn't make you read everything.
Well, here's a cool Stegosaurus.
Yeah, but it's not real, though, Dave.
No, this does look like an artist rendering.
I'm telling you, they faked the dinosaurs.
But fucking why would they do that? Why?
Why?
That thing, that's so cool.
You're asking me why?
Well, honestly, I prefer you shut the fuck up.
But... Holy shit, that's a Stegosaurus's face?
Yeah.
Dave, it looks like a Disney character.
That is kind of cute.
There's no fucking way. Hey, that's fucking real.
Well, again, it's an artist creation.
I don't mean that particular one. I mean all of it.
Can we not delve into the fringes of your fucking conspiracy mind?
Don't throw that word at me, Dave.
What, mind? Yeah, that is kind of a disservice to mind.
Holy fuck, it's a T-Rex.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't call me no conspiracy theorist, Dave.
You're like the king of it. You have a fucking segment called Conspiracy Corner.
Yeah, but you're using it to pejoratate me.
Right, we're looking at a cool model of a T-Rex.
Another fake-ass dinosaur, Dave.
Yeah, they faked all the fucking fossils, Angus.
I didn't say that, Dave. I said they're manipulating your brain because you're a fucking dingus.
Whatever, look at this Triceratops head. You think they fucking, what, 3D printed that shit?
Bitch, however they make Transformer toys, that's how they did their shit.
Holy
obviously.
Fuck. Anyway, we're looking at a Tyrannosaurus Rex kind of scene, and he's taking down a Triceratops.
Yeah, it's two big toys, Dave. Those are toys.
They're models to represent things that existed.
They're dinosaur toys that don't transform into dump trucks and jet planes, Dave.
Of course they fucking don't.
So they're inferior toys. And thusly, I've concluded the dinosaurs aren't real. I rest my case. What's the matter, Dave? You look flustered. Do you need a snack? I brought chewy granola bars.
So we're looking at a Tyrannosaurus Rex scene.
Dave, people can tell you're trying to narrate through your seething, bud.
It's very intricately done.
It's got trees and dirt and fucking fucking toys that don't transform into shit.
It's not supposed to transform.
It'd be cooler if it did, like right now. Like just right here, if it just transformed into a car. Holy fucking, look at those little ones, Dave. They didn't have little dinosaurs like that. That's stupid.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
In the Jurassic Park movie, maybe.
They absolutely had little dinosaurs like
and they're
that.
Just palling around with this guy. All dinosaurs are a Disney movie, bitch.
You really make things difficult to enjoy.
Look at their faces, Dave. God damn, that looks like CGI.
They're fucking models for fuck.
Yeah, let's go down in here, the Sanahana era.
I just stubbed my toe.
Careful, Dave. You're going to get us kicked out, bitch.
I stubbed my toe on the fucking ground. I just walked wrong.
You walk like a bitch. Like a bitch who believes dinosaurs are real, you weirdo.
The thing is, you and I have been to countless museums and looked at bones.
They made millions of those Transformers, man.
And that's fucking nothing to do with this.
If they can make a car turn into a guy, they can make this dumb thing.
That's the fossilized remains of a woolly mammoth.
Looks like some out of Star Wars, bitch. More Disney.
It's a skeleton.
Oh, then we got the saber-toothed kitty and a fucking, what's this thing?
It's like an ostrich or something.
It all looks fake as fuck.
None of these are even dinosaurs. These lived way later.
Well, I believe the saber-toothed cat. That makes sense. Cats are dicks.
Well, if you want to read about it.
Dave, look at me.
I don't want to.
No, you should observe my face for this.
I don't want to. I'm reading this thing.
I've been saying I don't want to read.
This tells you all about an Ice Age bestiary.
I don't care about 10,000-year-old bestiality, Dave.
No, bestiary.
You're weird for caring.
Just look at the cool fucking bones. Fuck you.
Oh, you got the docent lady's attention, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Damn, Wisconsin's a unique place. Dave's going to get us kicked out of a museum.
I'll be better.
Yeah, be better, Dave.
Listen, a bit of clock ticky-ticky later.
Oh, I hope there's not monkeys in here, Dave.
No, there's not going to be live monkeys in here.
They just throw shit at me when they see me. I don't know why.
Feels like the math checks out to me.
All right, so this is the rainforest. I'm fucking out.
No, this is amazing.
It's just a bunch of plants that look like they could digest you.
Right, well,
this whole room looks like the stomach of the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody look for Boba fucking Fett.
Well, as far as botany goes, for the Milwaukee Public Museum.
Dave Apidi Engage.
They have over 200,000 specimens.
And they all look like they'll bite you.
Well, there's actually a molecular biodiversity lab inside this building.
It feels like it takes a lot of nerds to keep up this place.
Well, well.
If you live in Wisconsin and get a boner for botany, this is probably a dream job.
It absolutely
well,
is.
Well, the perpetual sounds of running water makes an Angus want to piss. Sorry, ma'am, I didn't see you there.
I just yelled piss in her face.
Yeah, there's a 95% chance I didn't brush my teeth this morning because I woke up in the,
in the front yard of the Airbnb.
Yeah, this place has got lots of breweries, Dave.
Right, well, we're walking down a hallway that's got
animal noises pumping through the speakers, so to simulate our natural environment?
To simulate, you know, this time period.
We're just looking at paintings of trees on the wall.
This is what they imagine the trees at the time looked like.
Fucking everything's fake here.
It's not like they have ancient fucking trees to prop up.
Whatever, I'm serious. I gotta piss, man.
Okay, here's a mural of the destruction of these trees.
Oh, shit, looks like they did have these trees for a while, and then humans came around.
Yeah, that's actually a very sad scene.
What's even more sad is the wood from those trees was probably used to make a fucking table for some rich cunt.
I don't know if that makes it more sad.
It wasn't some normal table, Dave. It was one for his boat.
Right, well, now we're looking at a Jeep.
Why the fuck is that there? Did one of the dinosaurs drive that?
I think we're going forward in time, and now we're in the vehicles.
Did we miss a sign, Dave? I don't understand. Is this Jurassic Park now?
I'm having a hard time paying attention because you just blew your bullshit breath in some lady's face.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, though.
Right, well.
Wait, that's a rainforest Jeep. There's no more dinosaurs, is there?
No, this is just straight up rainforest.
Well, after the copious amount of fake-ass dinosaurs in their jungle environment, I was expecting some T-Rexes and shit in here.
Now we're looking at a scene of a scientist.
Oh, hello, sir.
Doing his work.
Hello. Hello.
Angus, that's a dummy.
Well, it is true. You can be a dummy and be a smart guy.
It's a fucking mannequin.
It's a dude looking into a telescope.
It's not a telescope. That's a microscope.
Davopedia.
You don't know the difference between a telescope and a microscope?
I don't have to know things, Dave. I'm a podcaster.
I know you know the difference.
I do know the difference. I'm still very drunk.
Right, well, we're still navigating our way through the botany area.
Ma'am, do you know where the bathroom is?
Sorry, I don't.
Okay, thanks.
There's bathrooms all through here.
Well, do you think they'd mind if I watered one of these lilies,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, they would mind, and so would I.
Oh, you little narc.
I would mind very much.
Well, then help me find a fucking bathroom. The exit sounds that way. Does that mean bathroom too?
I don't know. I'll keep my eye out.
Don't act all pissy with me, Dave. It's not my fault that this area has the most fucking breweries in the history of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Dave.
Well, pretty much since we've got to Wisconsin, you've done nothing but be a drunken idiot.
What are you talking about?
You got punched at the Milwaukee Brewers game.
That's because they kicked the Mariners' ass and they were rubbing it in, Dave.
You randomly picked a fight with a guy.
I was defending my honor. Oh, look at the kitty.
Defending your honor? You just punched him.
He stepped on my foot.
How was that defending your honor?
It hurt, and we Blackburns don't like that.
Yeah, just don't piss on anything.
How about a me will do what a me do?
Do not piss on anything.
Whatever. All right, now we're looking at a big snake and a big fish.
There are all sorts of models here.
Oh, that big fake snake's killing that big fake crocodile, Dave.
That says a struggle to death.
No, no, there's three paragraphs there. Let's keep moving.
All right, we could learn something, but we'll just keep moving.
Look at the size of this fish. Is that a sturgeon?
A sturgeon?
Fuck, that looks fake as shit, too.
Is it just because it's not moving?
Well, it's attached to a wall and it's got a bunch of words around its face.
Well, I think that's actually the real fish.
Well, I hate it.
Okay.
The fact that that cunt's in water where I can be, not good. I'm moving on.
All right, well, we keep moving.
This whole area looks like the set of a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Looking for Wookiees and Ewoks. Oh, fuck, dude. There's another dude. Hey, dude.
That's another mannequin.
That's quite the scene. Oh, it's got a whiskey bottle or some shit. Look at that.
Well, you can learn all about it if you just read this.
Yeah, let's move on.
It says, today's scientist in
moving
the field.
Moving on, Dave. We're moving.
All right, well, anyway, we keep going.
Don't
here.
Dawdle, Dave.
It's a very cool place. I wish I could spend more time reading some of these things.
This isn't the toilet, Dave. We don't have time for reading.
We're not in a hurry. We don't have that much to do today.
I thought we were going to the Cheese Castle, Dave.
No, later.
I've been drinking since noon, bitch.
Right, well.
And where the fuck are we going? going, Dave? I just saw these fake trees that I wanted to piss on, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, we did. Just do the loop again. And do not piss on anything.
It's that water, Dave.
Oh, find a bathroom, for fuck's sake.
I'm still trying to be a responsible podcaster, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Negus is a professional. He's got a job to do despite his bladder.
Right, well, we haven't seen this part, and this is why we doubled back.
Yeah, yeah. Birds reading. Well, trees reading.
Well, there's quite a bit more than that.
No, I summed it up pretty good.
Well, oh, there's a bathroom.
One piss break later.
All right, can we get out of Swamp Thing's house or what?
Yeah, we're going to head up the stairs here. We're still in the rainforest area.
While I was pissing in there, you went back and read everything, didn't you?
I did read some things, yes.
Dave's a reader.
Right, well, up here looks like we have a whole bunch of cool things to explore.
I.e. reading. Okay, we got birds reading. Yep. Snakes reading.
Right.
Reading about lily pads. Goddamn, three paragraphs for fucking birds.
It might take you a minute to read that.
Holy fuck, there's reading for each one of these, Dave. Butterflies reading. More butterflies reading.
They actually have a free-flying butterfly exhibit here.
Where they just let the butterflies go?
Yeah, Zach told me not to let you go into that.
I'm with him. They're just bugs with pretty wings, Dave.
Well, I'd like to see it, but I know that you won't behave.
I'm not a child, Dave. I'm a man.
Yeah, we're skipping it.
That's fair. Okay, this is a lot of reading. Oh, look, that's a bug that looks like a plant.
Yeah, look at this cool thing about evolution. You can learn about it.
Nah. Oh, fuck, Dave. There's a monkey.
Yeah, luckily, it's not a real monkey.
It could have been a real monkey at one time. Is that a stuffed monkey?
It looks very real.
Well, either that's a stuffed monkey or it should turn into a car.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I'm talking...
God.
The Dave and Angus Show will return after these messages.
Nice, Dad.
They're all huge cunts.
Oh. He's Tomax Halifax.
Tomax.
He's Tomax Halifax.
The Adventures of Gunnar Halifax Clone, P69.
The One Who Lived.
Yeah, can you turn that song off? I hate that fucking song.
I'm sorry.
Man, what brings you to this lonely space train?
Well, I got a mining job on the Outer Rim planet.
Doing a rim job, huh?
Well.
Do you think I could get a rim job?
Well,
Dude, give me a rim job.
It's Outer Rim.
Right.
A mining job.
I'll mine your holes, buddy. What
the fuck are we talking about here?
I don't know. Can I get a job?
I don't know. What's your story?
Oh, not much to tell, really.
Why are you on this space train?
I'm kind of looking to start a new life.
Well, that's what most everybody here on this train is doing.
Is that why they make space trains?
Well,
one-way trip for fucking sad dudes?
I don't know.
So what are we mining, whatever your name is?
Name's Ampergus.
I'm going to call you Gus.
That's actually an insult to my people.
I'm going
to
call you Amp, then.
Or you could just call me Ampergus.
I could call you Cunt Neck with that thing on your neck.
Well, this is a vent that my species uses.
No, I don't want to start knowing things about you.
I was told that you humans were rude.
And I was told you Cuntarians were taller.
Mm.
Whatever, dude, you got two great nicknames and I can't use them?
The name is Ampergus.
Yeah, I forgot that already.
And I'm mining Dukium.
Dukium mining, huh? That pays good, right?
It can.
Well, who do I talk to about a job?
Well, do you have any experience with Dukie Shale?
I don't.
Ever driven a Dukium ore thresher?
That sounds made up.
You ever drilled for Dukium gas?
I eat a lot of burritos in a tube from gas stations.
You ever seen a Dukium crystal?
That I definitely have.
Really?
Man, it's this dickhead in a past life. He had a lightsaber made with one.
Wait, you've seen a Dukium crystal light up?
Yeah, the blade's all poopy looking.
I've never even seen a Dukium crystal.
Well, come to think about it, I should have stole that fucking guy's.
Yeah, they're worth millions of credits.
Figures that fucking dickhead.
So what's your name?
My name's Tomax.
Okay, Tomax.
Yeah, Tomax Halifax.
Really, Tomax, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was named after a pretty cool dude.
Man, I don't want to know about your life story.
No, you don't. Do you think I can get a rim job?
I don't run the mine, but I know a guy.
That's awesome, because I could really use my ass lift.
Adventures of Gunnar Halifax, clone P69, the one who lived. Hey.
You fucking twats are back, huh?
Damn, Dad.
I'm not even in this episode. Why am I here?
Read the script.
How do these museum people expect you to read this many paragraphs? This is more than a fucking book.
Everything here is meticulously documented.
I know, and it sucks.
No, it's amazing. You could spend days here and not see it all.
Well, I'm giving you like 15 more minutes.
No, wait. This museum's got so much stuff.
Yeah, look at the cool birds there. No. That's great. No, there's some birds here. You can read about that.
No, there's tons of cool things to see here. The Milwaukee Bucks Museum.
Yeah, let's read walls about deers, Dave.
No, it's a basketball team.
I don't want a sports, no. I've already done fishes and turtles and shit.
There's
I don't
want to.
I don't
see
want,
here.
I don't
there's
want.
A giant Disney collection.
Yeah, it was a giant fake dinosaurs back there.
No, Harley Davidson started here in Milwaukee, so there's a little exhibit for that.
All right, I'll go look at an old motorcycle, Dave. Find it.
There's a whole section on photography and history.
Well, if it's made one or the other, let's look at pictures and not do a bunch of reading about reading.
I'm excited to see it. It's got a lot of Milwaukee history.
Look at you kissing an entire city's ass.
Come on, it's got a very rich history.
Can we please get out of the tomb of Boba Fett?
Now we're making our way out.
All right, we've looked at trees. Come on.
And Boba Fett didn't die in the Sarlacc pit.
I know that.
We said Boba Fett's tomb, and that's going to drive people mad.
Not as much as what Disney's done to Star Wars, Dave.
No, whatever.
And apparently to dinosaurs. Look at all these dead parrots. Is that what's going on there?
Those might be stuffed or toys. I don't know.
I think museums are a place for big taxidermy to make all that big taxidermy cash.
Okay.
New York's got big rebar, and Wisconsin's got big taxidermy.
Okay.
Every square fucking inch of this place has got something to look at and read. Look at all that reading. That's three paragraphs for some leaves.
Now, there's lots to learn there. There's a bunch of animals on those leaves.
Now, museums in the future should make this shit interactive, so I should have, like, one of those guns from Nintendo for Duck Hunt.
Oh, my God.
And then I can make...
Stop it.
What?
Let's just go. Come
You're
on.
Telling me if I didn't have a zap gun and they were moving a little bit and you were shooting them, it'd be more fun? I'd breed.
No, you wouldn't.
Look at that fucking guy in the Ewok nest.
As a scientist.
He's got his binoculars out. He's a voyeur.
He's bird watching.
In a museum like a weirdo. Hello, sir. No, they're dead things. They're all stuffed.
Angus, that's a mannequin.
Right, watch out for Ewoks, too. They bite.
Right, well, we haven't been this way. Let's keep going.
I didn't know we were going to have to trudge through a rainforest.
Yeah, this way. In the time of keeps on the ticking, eh? So now we're taking a tour through the streets of old Milwaukee.
In the museum.
Now it's like a little old European village, it says.
I'm still waiting for dinosaurs to pop out.
Right, well, they're not going to.
Whatever, I'm going to look in this old street trolley from Well Street.
That's cool.
And one of them umbrella neck dinosaurs is going to pop out and spray shit in my face.
Please stop. Fuck.
Don't go in there, Dave.
No, I want to look in the old streetcar.
It says watch your step, Dave. Watch your step, Dave.
I'm watching.
What they mean is watch out for umbrella neck dinosaurs, Dave.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
My dad thinks it's from when I drank pink paint as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a strawberry milkshake.
Yikes.
Why is there fucking church music going on in here?
Wow, this is really cool.
Is this train moving? What the fuck?
Oh, there's screens in the windows of the car.
Oh, they made the buildings. Oh, wow, that is cool.
And finally, stop bitching.
Well, they're not asking me to take several minutes out of my day for each and every square foot of this fucking building to read, Dave.
All right, well, look at the pretty pictures, Angus.
This really looks like you're driving through a model train town. This is neat.
This is a really world-class museum.
They didn't waste a square inch of this place.
It's very well designed.
You can read shit on the stairs. There's shit to read in the bathrooms.
Oh, well.
Hey, look at these folk. Hi, folk.
Hello.
Look at their faces. They're sick as fuck of reading.
We're from Spokane, Washington.
Look at you, you dork.
What? They're probably wondering why I'm wearing all the Seahawks stuff.
I bet they don't give a fuck, Dave.
Go Seahawks.
All right, take that back. That guy gave a fuck.
Seahawks and Packers have a little bit of a history.
Don't start sportsing at me.
Now it's got us going through what looks like an old school train station.
The reading is still very minimal.
Why do you want to come across as anti-reading? That's what you want to put out in the world.
I'm not anti-reading, Dave, but you don't want to just stand and read. That's weird.
What's wrong with standing?
I think most people know that anything over a paragraph or two is for sitting.
Whatever. Anyway,
we've exited the train and we're back in the main area.
That was a very cool exhibit.
You just love trains.
That was beautiful.
Dave loves trains and kissing ass, and he was able to do both things there.
Right. Well, this might get a little loud. This sounds like there's some music being played. But
yeah, there
this is
music.
All a simulated downtown of Milwaukee. They've got a bunch of shops and stores inside here.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is really cool.
Feels like I'm in a dollhouse of Milwaukee.
Right. Man, well,
makes you kind of long for a simpler time. I feel like an Angus would do pretty good before electricity, or like right when electricity first hit.
Why?
Well, I gotta explain everything I say.
Well, I mean, we're doing a podcast.
I just think an Angus would thrive in this environment.
Why? Because they don't have surveillance cameras.
This was a time when you weren't prosecuted for drunkenly punching a man.
Right, just so you know, that's another mannequin.
Yeah, I got it, Dave. The meat guy in the window is a mannequin.
Well, I think you've waved to at least four or five mannequins at this point.
Eat shit, Dave.
Right. Like I said, it's getting a little loud with the music.
Yeah, they're just pumping God FM over here.
Right. For those of you guys that can't see this, we're looking through a bunch of windows of different shops.
Not a fucking square inch has been wasted.
Now, we've been to a lot of museums, but this museum has got a lot going for itself.
It's like walking through a living Encyclopedia Britannica.
Right.
But at the same time, it's also like walking through some Midwestern Meemaw's scrapbook.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
They did a great job. Everything feels very lived in.
Yeah, it does.
But if I were them, I would have a dinosaur pop out from somewhere around here.
What, from out behind 18th century furniture?
I mean, why not?
Well,
the simulation's broken anyway.
Right, well, every single window that we look in here is just packed with stuff.
Hello, lady.
That's a mannequin.
It's a lady again.
All right, well, we're gonna go over here now.
You know why I think I would have done good in this era?
Why?
Because if I had 13 chitrin, I could fucking get them to work, Dave. Yeah. They could get to work.
Right.
Well, fast forward to stupid now. I got a shit ton of kids and all they do is cost me money.
Right, well.
I need all the fucking cookies.
No, calm down. You're yelling in a museum.
You did it earlier.
I
it wasn't
did.
Me the first time.
You're right. This is all very cool, though.
It kind of feels like we're walking through the set of A Christmas Story.
Okay.
We went from Ewoks to Ralphie's gonna shoot his eye out.
Now, look, it's even got the power lines.
It's awesome, but then the sky's like the roof.
Well, it's inside a giant building.
You know, somebody was like, we should get somebody to paint a sky mural.
Yeah, probably.
And then somebody finally came to their sense and they're like, we've already spent like a kajillion dollars on this place. Let's just stop at the fucking complete replica of downtown Milwaukee, 1870.
Now, like we were saying, though, we've been to a lot of museums. This one's very well done.
Yeah, Milwaukee was prepared for you to be like, ah, fuck it, let's go to a museum.
Yeah, they brought it.
Yeah, they're like, dinosaurs? We got them.
Yeah.
You want to see a Jeep in a tree for some reason? Got it.
Yeah.
Want to read about birds and rocks and fish and trees? They got it.
Yeah, between their invertebrate collection and their vertebrate collection, they've got like 2 million, 3 million things.
But a lot of those things are bugs.
Yeah, about 800,000 of those things are bugs.
There's 800,000 bug carcasses in this fucking building, Dave.
Yeah, they study it here. There's a lot of scientists here.
Meanwhile, I'm looking for the pub.
Well, there's a bakery there, an apothecary over here.
Look at that wall. Somebody painted that beautiful giant picture over there.
Yeah, great.
And that's just one little corner of this place.
That's pretty awesome.
Holy shit, does that say dinner and supper for 20 cents? Oh.
Yeah, but you made like 10 bucks a year.
Well, if more of us peon cunts understood how fractional reserve banking worked, then the whole world would be different, Dave.
What?
Nothing, Dave. Let's go this way.
A tiny bit of time later.
This is really scratching the voyeuristic itch.
And right now we're peering into a building and it's got cool old fans and clocks.
And a telescope, Dave.
That's correct. That was a telescope.
And I'm pretty sure they said, fuck it, let's rebuild every single detail of the city the way it was.
Yeah, it's very, very well done.
Oh, fuck, there's the bar, finally. And the bartender. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Let's go in and get a drink from that kindly looking fella.
Yeah, that's a mannequin, Angus.
Goddamn, how many dimes did goddamn Milwaukee City Council spend on this fucking shit, Dave? Those are real looking shit.
Real looking shit.
It would be tight if they served beer in their fucking museum. That would be very Milwaukee.
I doubt there's a lot of museums that serve alcohol.
Well, the Beer, Wine, and Spirits Museum better fucking serve a bunch of booze.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at that fucking mannequin with that naked mannequin behind it. That's weird.
Well, that's supposed to be a statue.
Well, she's naked as fuck, and Angus approves.
Okay, so we're we're gonna move on here.
Hey, dude, there's some boobies back there you can see, man.
Now it's time for SpongeBob SquarePants.
That is not what's on the script. Can anyone read a script?
Life is filled with lots of dirty cunts.
Shit.
Real flaccid dick pieces.
Yeah.
But with flashes of great things that make it all worthwhile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like the smell of a spring morning.
That could be good.
Unless you're allergic to the tree jizz.
Oh, yeah.
But no, like the feel of a good wank.
That is pretty good.
Or like the smile on the face of the people you're responsible for.
Yeah, well.
Or like, how about this one, bitch?
I know you. Why you call me bitch?
When I wake up in the morning, I stick my hand in a bag of scat roast coffee and I pull a fucking prize out!
What are you talking about, a prize?
I'm actually talking about two prizes, bitch.
What's that?
It's a bag of scat roast wake up bitch coffee.
Okay, cool. What?
It's not available until May 6th for patrons and May 7th for everyone else, but you can try some right now. Put your hand in there.
You want me to put my hand in the bag?
Put your hand in the bag.
Why? What's in there?
It's not a scorpion. There's fucking a scat card and a scat toy mini.
I don't know what those things are.
Yeah, I think you're missing the bigger picture here. It's a bag of coffee with a goddamn prize in it.
Okay, let go of me.
Stick your hand in the bag.
What? I'm gonna get coffee all over my hands.
You didn't give a fuck when it was sugary ass breakfast cereal. Put your fucking hand
in there. All right. I'm putting it in there.
Yeah, get it.
Okay.
Get it, something.
Oh, what is this?
That's your scat card. Look at it.
Okay. Do I open it? All right.
Open it. Yeah. Like that.
What is this?
Oh, dude.
What?
That's what's called a chase card.
Okay, there's a pigeon on it.
That's Barfield, the Pigeon of Destiny.
Okay.
And it's a duo card. It's a silver and gold Scatcast duo card. It's got Liam the Monster Hunter in there. Yep. It's gold.
Okay,
oh.
Yeah, you're pretty amped up.
Oh, I've been drinking a lot of coffee. Fuck.
Okay, yeah. You're putting the bag back to my face. What do you want me to do? What are you doing?
Put your hand in the bag.
I just did. I got this cool card. It's got foil on it. It's
silver
great.
And gold foil. It's duos. There's six of them. You can find them in these.
Whoa, back up, dude. Personal space.
Put your hand in the bag.
All right. I'm feeling around.
Put it in.
Hey, what's this?
That's a toy.
Okay, will I just pop it open? Oh, wow. There's a little chicken in there.
Yes.
Dude, back off.
You get prices inside this coffee. Take it. You want it.
Get away from
Buy
me.
It all the time.
Get away.
Buy it every day. There's coffee.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. It's coming May 7th for the masses.
There's prizes.
Hey, I'm floating next to you now.
How is this possible?
And now I'm upside down. It's a skit scat about coffee.
And now back to the Dave and Angus show. You see how fucking easy that is?
Yeah, blow me.
Here we are at the bakery.
God damn, Milwaukee, your museum's making an Angus chub.
What are you talking about?
There was boobs back there, Dave.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so there's the bakery.
Look at these fucking mannequins. Are you sure those aren't just dead people that have been taxidermied? Big taxidermy, Dave!
No, they're not dead people. They're mannequins.
They look like they've been frozen in time.
No, that's the point of all of this, is it's a moment in time frozen.
Hey, what was the name of that show where that little girl was like an alien and she could like pause time by putting her fingers together? Remember that show? It's like My Father the Alien or something.
I think I remember that, yeah.
God damn, the 80s were a weird time.
Yeah.
And that was on before another show that was like a little girl was a robot.
What the hell brought this on?
I don't know, but Saturday morning TV was confusing times for us 80s and 90s kids.
Right, but we're still walking around this beautiful replica of downtown Milwaukee a long time ago.
It's a window into somebody spent some fucking money making this shit.
Yeah, I mean, museums are very impressive all around the country.
But Dave, look at the inventory in this fucking apothecary car.
It's the drugstore, and it is, it's just packed.
And you know the museum people, they fucking threw together exactly what goes in each bottle. There's fucking thousands of bottles in there.
Yeah, probably.
Wasn't this the time that they used to sell cocaine for, like, a backache?
Yeah.
You know one of the museum docents?
Yeah, they're called docents.
You know, he's like, it has to be authentic. There has to be cocaine.
Right.
There's probably bottles and bottles of cocaine back there, Dave.
I doubt that.
A party knows I'm right, though.
I don't know about that. We're going up some stairs now.
You know that conversation came up.
Probably empty bottles.
Didn't look like it. They also gave heroin and opium away like fucking candy back then, Dave.
Right, well.
That's a true blue American drugstore back there.
Well, fucking.
That's damn near one step away from selling crack and vending machines.
Right, well, we're now walking an upper catwalk. This is really cool.
Fuck, there's a dude in there. Hello, dude. Sneak up on an Angus.
Right, Angus,
two people around here.
You get away, that guy's not moving, right?
I spooked him.
Now.
We spooked each other. Enjoy the museum, sir.
You see that he's behind glass, right?
Oh, that fucking dude's a mannequin, isn't he?
He is indeed, yes.
Well, blow me, Dave. And also disregard all that shit I just said.
So this is amazing.
This must be what they mean by 3.5 floors, because we're on like a catwalk, like you said. Holy shit, you can look inside this guy's house and they're doing shit.
Yeah.
Dude, big mannequin is in on this fucking cash grab, too.
Lots of beautifully done mannequins.
We're starting to see the inner workings of Wisconsin's economy here.
What?
Obviously, big mannequin's doing some moving and shaking.
Oh, boy.
Big taxidermy owns this fucking state.
Yeah.
And obviously, big cheese is big cheese, baby.
Right, well, we have a beautiful view of part of the town here.
Dare me to spit on that guy?
I double dog dare you not to spit on the guy.
Oh, fuck you, Dave.
I triple dare you to swallow your spit the rest of the day. Yeah, so
fuck
there.
You, Dave.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're looking at this beautiful thing.
I'm gonna have to swallow spit all fucking day.
A lot of spit swallowing later.
Unhexify me, bitch.
Just stop doing it.
Undouble dog dare me, you cunt.
I triple dog dare you to act like a fucking normal person.
And I'm cured. Hey, look at this table and chair and shit.
Man, we're still in the downtown Milwaukee replica thing.
This feels like we're lost in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, it does.
And they're not fucking around. This isn't a little city. This is a whole fucking thing. I think they got every person mannequined up.
And it's extremely impressive.
Like, I don't want to disparage any of the museums that we've been into in the past.
Right.
But a lot of them were just like, hey, let's put some 3x5 cards up around this old thing.
Yeah.
Now, Wisconsin.
Now,
holy shit, my mom's in there.
Wow, that does look like your mom.
Oh, I got goose pimples, Dave. What the fuck?
That looks just like your mom.
That's even my mom's haircut before, you know, Jose Canseco and the hippie commune.
Yeah.
Although she wouldn't have been holding a newspaper, it would have been a TV guy.
That is crazy how much it looks like your mom.
God damn, I hate that Jose Canseco.
Right, well, let's just keep moving here.
God damn, Dave, we are lost in a land before Hot Pockets.
Now, this is just one exhibit, and they've got lots to show us.
God, and my aching feet are reminding me I need to re-up my prescription on Aqua Socks.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got more shops down here. Holy
they
shit.
They seriously rebuilt the entire fucking city.
I doubt that, but they certainly did a great job of remaking everything here.
Well, I know our future plans include us going to the Mars Cheese Castle, the castle that Cheese built.
Right.
But there's got to be a big taxidermy castle somewhere.
Yeah.
And holy fuck, that mannequin looked like my mom, Dave.
Yeah, I really did.
Did I tell you I got an email from her a month ago?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she wanted me to join some multi-level marketing thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she's doing good.
Oh, does that mean she's out of the cult?
That's hard to say with that one.
Yeah, it is.
But she did stop signing her last name Canseco, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, I think we found her way out here.
Or to a whole new world.
Right, or to that.
Oh, I think we're getting back to the normal museum. Look at all the reading.
The amount of reading has increased.
Now leaving the illustrated section of the encyclopedia.
Right.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was.
Milwaukee, you kicked me in the dick with your museum power.
And there's still lots more to go.
Fuck that, Dave.
A whole lot of walking and reading later.
All right, and now what entirely new adventure does this fucking staircase lead to? Holy fuck, it's fucking Petco, but a nightmare version.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is the display that teaches you never to swim in the ocean. Holy fuck, look at that shit.
It's a big fish eating a little fish.
But they're all stuffed. Everything here is stuffed.
Or replicas.
Or non-transforming toys.
But there's just so much shit going on.
Damn, this shit makes me want to avoid going in the hot tub.
Yeah, that prehistoric shark's not going to get you in a hot tub.
Well, I don't have a hot tub right now, Dave. Patreon.com/scatcast.
Nobody joins Patreon to get somebody a hot tub.
Yeah, but that is what happens.
What?
I'm going to get me a helicopter, Dave.
No. Okay.
And holy fuck, I turned around and look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, we see the silhouette of a giant swordfish.
Well, that'll definitely make an appearance in my drunken nightmares tonight.
We know you guys can't see this, but it's beautifully lit.
Yeah, it looks creepy as fuck. Should be like,
right
in the background or something. See, there you go. They're doing it.
Okay, now we're getting some vegetation.
Holy fuck, it's another jungle moon. What show is this?
Well, like I said, botany is a huge part of this building. 200,000 different species.
Oh, I get it. This is supposed to be sea vegetationals. Holy fuck, a giant shark just sticking out of a hole, Dave.
It's not real,
Angus. Or is this a jump scare part of the tour? Fuck me.
It's obviously not real.
Oh, sure. Dave, sharks aren't real. That's some stupid shit.
I didn't say sharks aren't real. I said that's not real.
Whatever, Dave. It's fucking dark in here.
It is, yeah.
I'm waiting for Zach to yell action and a zombie to jump out of me.
Yeah.
By the way, Zach said I get to write another script for another episode of Post-Apocalyptic Day.
Yeah, I know. We got letters that people liked it.
I told you they like dinosaurs and mech walkers.
It made no sense.
It's a zombie show. It doesn't make any sense in general.
Yes, it does. We go to great lengths to make sure that there's lots of things that make sense.
There's storylines that have just fizzled with no closure.
Oh, we had some turnover with the writing staff.
They're all voices in Zach's head.
Yeah, fourth wall.
Oh, look, here's a wall with some reading.
I would say about 5 minutes later? I don't know.
All right, so that was the underwater jump scare part. This must be the part that scares me on the land.
Wow, that's cool.
There's a wall with 3 dozen skulls meant to look real spooky.
This is amazing.
Well, there's some real obvious do not enter signs in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of them will say, you know, employees only, do not enter. Dave, don't go in there.
Of course I'm going in here. This is amazing.
I think the 3 dozen skulls says do not enter, Dave. What are you doing, Dave?
Wow, we humans are amazing.
I will see you in the car.
Now it's time for some fuckity buckity.
Why even have a script?
Dude, are you there?
What?
Are you here?
Who is it?
I mean, who is it? Fuck you. What are you doing?
I'm watching Thundercats.
Dude, I've been texting you for like a week.
Yeah, I don't abide by the rules of man.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing in here?
What? I'm working on a throne of pizza boxes.
That's disgusting, dude. I can't even see your coffee table.
It's in there. I put my feet right there.
Dude, and what the fuck's going on with that corner?
Yeah, we don't talk about that corner.
Dude, what is going on with you?
I'm watching Thundercats eating some food. What are you doing? I'm
trying to negotiate my way through garbage, you fucking slob.
Now, careful. Those are collector cans.
Yeah.
Those are collector cans.
Dude,
what? I've been bummed out lately.
Dude, your dick's out. Will you put your dick away?
Oh, sorry about that.
Look, I brought you something to cheer you up.
What, more than watching Thundercats with my dick out?
I hope so, dude. Here.
What is this? This is just coffee.
It's not just any coffee, dude. Here. Let me open it for you.
Thundercats. Oh, that smells good.
Yeah, it's good coffee, dude, but stick your hand in there.
It says don't be a cunt on the side.
And you're being a cunt, dude, and this will help, but I want you to put your hand in there.
But they don't have coffee on my hands.
Sometimes you gotta take life by the fucking coffee grounds, dude.
Alright, alright. What's this?
Open it, dude.
Was this a card?
Dude, you just pulled an Airwolf Knight Rider silver and gold duo scat card, bro.
Right,
that's
okay.
Awesome.
Oh, check it out, Mumra.
That's fucking awesome, dude. You're not supposed to be able to get that card very easy. You got it.
Nice. This is supposed to make me feel better.
You just got a prize in your fucking coffee bag, dude. Put your hand back in.
Really? Okay.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Okay, I feel it.
Yeah, pull it out.
Oh, it's a little ball like we used to get in those little 25-cent machines.
That's for you, dude.
There's a cute little kitty inside.
Yeah, dude, look at this little butt.
Oh, cute little cat ass.
That's Scat Roast Coffee, dude. Get your shit together.
I mean, I'm sad.
There's prizes in your coffee now. Get the fuck out of your pajamas where your dick hangs out.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And take a shower.
Yeah.
And do something about that corner. That is fucked.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the end of the show, fucking finally, right?
Yeah. Why even have scripts? Why even have them?
Turn that shit off.
Dude, it's Manhunt.
Yeah. Just turn it off.
Robert Rich Cunts hunting poor cunts.
No, I'm not watching that.
It's a replay of the 2023 Martha's Vineyards Winter Whack-A-Poor, Dave.
Can we watch something else if we're going to watch TV?
Fine shit. I like Airbnbs, Dave. This guy's got a PlayStation 5 for us.
Man, this whole trip has been awesome.
Dude, did you see our new silver and gold scat cards?
Yeah, it's got you and I both on it.
It's going in that Scat Roast Coffee with
prizes in it!
Yeah, it's one of the cool cards you can find in there.
There's a Knight Rider card in there, Dave.
Here you go, stop here. Watch the news.
The news, Dave.
Well, yeah, we were out sightseeing all day. I kind of want to see what happened in the world.
People took themselves very serious. That's what happened today, Dave.
Okay, well, I just want to watch the news.
And I want to watch the replay of the 2023 Martha's Vineyard Winter Whack-A-Poor, Dave.
Well, why don't we just play video games?
Because we're contractually obligated to play video games together, like, all the time.
Right, well, let's just play video games for fun.
All right, I gotta say, that was a pretty cool museum experience.
I did not expect it to be that intricate.
I mean, we've seen some shit. I wasn't expecting that, though.
Yeah, Milwaukee goes hard.
Gave me half a chub with them naked boobies.
Right, they were mannequin statues.
High-quality naked boobies is high-quality naked boobies.
Right, well,
I've jerked off to a Sears catalog before.
Yeah, fair enough.
I would've killed for some statue boobies back in the day.
All right, well.
Well, let's see what kind of games they got up here, dude. They got some games, all right? We got fucking Red Dead Redemption 2. All right, we're starting off good.
Let me watch the news just for a second.
It's a mouthpieces for the Illuminati cunts, Dave. That lady, her dad runs like the military industrial complex, man.
Whatever. I just want to see what they're saying is going on.
I'll tell you, Dave. The sky is falling. Or the firmament, if you will.
No.
Plus, they're saying you're sick and the only cure is the thing that's coming up in the commercial break.
Well,
and this guy's continually reiterating that you should trust people that want to be in charge of
you. Well, I think this guy's talking about the weather.
Oh, now it's the local news.
I went to the local news.
What, you don't think that guy wants to sit on the throne that Tom Brokaw built?
Let's just play video games.
All right, let me turn this shit off. Oh, shit. Hold on, Dave. I'm getting a phone call from the Bojo.
All right. I'm going to look through the games.
You like my ringtone, Dave?
What is that?
Silly geese, no man.
Was that that Sex on Me song?
Yeah. All right, I gotta answer this shit. Hold on.
All right.
Hello, my dearest wifing unit. Yeah, I put boogers there sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I really didn't think about how it would feel to be another person to find that. Well, that's not nice. Well, would a real man tell you that? I mean, I fucking could have blamed it on one of the children. Yeah, I know that's why they make tissue paper. Yeah, I bite my toenails off and sometimes spit them there, too. Your mom's always saying toxic shit about an Angus.
Holy shit.
She found my couch stash.
I don't want to know about that stuff. Oh, look. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right. Honey, I know. He takes after his father and his grandfather. Well, put him on the phone then. I'll spank his ass over the phone. I don't care. Put him on. Yeah, I'll put him on. Yeah, boy, you're fucking up. Well, let me get this straight. A student told a teacher who told your mother who told me that you're fucking up and that's bullshit? I don't need your life story, you little externality of sexual intercourse.
Whoa, dude.
No, he was an accident. He already knows.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. No, slow down. I don't want to hear that kind of shit. I'm on vacation. It's a working vacation. I have to read walls and shit.
Right. What about Assassin's Creed?
Which one is it? They got Origins?
They got Black Flag.
I'll pirate the shit out of some shit.
Well, they got Odyssey, too.
No, then you'll start going off on the Odyssey and Homer Simpson or whatever.
They got Origins.
Try and find something I can whoop your ass in, two-player. I got to talk to my Chitrin. Chitrin. No, the fuck you do. You ain't got shit to do. You wait for me. I get to talk when I want to talk. I'm on the phone with you. You listen. I ain't the Chitrin you is. Don't think for a second I won't have Roger Clemens sit on you and put loogies in your eyes. Well, fine. Put more loogies in your eyes. That's what he's supposed to do. He's your big brother. Come on. Whatever. Fine. You're grounded. Put your mom back on. It doesn't matter. Some kid told on you. The teacher told on us. And now we're in trouble. So fucking you're in trouble. No video games. That's what's up. I don't know. I was thinking like a day, but now I'm thinking like three. Yeah, if you wash the dog and get that Frito foot smell out, then I'll say 1.5. Good. Put your mom back on. I love you. Chitrin. All right, wife. Yeah. No, slow down, girl. No, you're going 85 miles an hour. Come, bring it back down to like 45. Yeah, I know that you're the one that has to enforce it, but now it's grounded and it's fine. It's gonna work out great. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't. Okay. Take your foot off the gas for a second. No, I will take the garbage out. Your mom's always hated me. The garage was like that when I found it. Oh, that's where those socks were. Right, yeah. I love you too, honey. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, peace.
You just end your conversation saying peace to your wife?
It's not a realistic hope, but I'd like to say it just to remind myself.
Right, so what do you think?
I think that color blue shirt's pretty out for this time of year, Dave.
What game do you want to play? There's a bunch of games to pick from.
Doesn't matter, Dave. Oh, shit.
What?
Where's Adam?
He's in the downstairs as far away from you as possible.
Did he send back all the footage that he took?
Yeah, hours ago.
But we didn't do an outro to the show, Dave.
Didn't we?
I don't think so.
I thought we did.
I mean, we did last week, but I don't remember thanking any fat cats.
No, I'm pretty sure we thanked Matthew Pinard.
And Jason Klaser?
And Donald Fisher and James Luke.
I don't remember thanking Jasper Garland.
No, I remember talking about Michelle Betz.
No, No, this week we did not thank Ryan Myers.
I remember distinctly thanking Shauna Johnson.
I would remember thanking Shauna Johnson, Dave.
I remember thanking
her. You don't remember shit.
I think we thanked our new fat cats, Abram Garapi.
We didn't thank Chris with no last name.
I think we thanked Chris.
We sure as fuck didn't thank Rip Steele, Dave.
Well, if we thanked Chris and Shauna Johnson, we definitely thanked Rip Steele.
Did we thank Uber Chad?
I don't think we did. I thought there were only supposed to be 10 fat cats.
I don't know how things work, Dave, but Angus is getting a helicopter.
Well, if we didn't record an outro, we should probably.
Yeah, Steve's gonna call bitchin'.
Yeah, he will.
We should come up with a fun way to thank our trusted turd triad and trusted turd herders, Dave.
What do you mean?
I was thinking like either a rap song.
Okay.
An old timey cowboy song.
What?
Or, and I conferred with Joe Paisley from Can You Don't on this.
Oh boy.
A nude pizza party.
What?
No, fine, we'll rap about the littermates and the scat cats and the inside scoopers and the alley cats. They're fucking badass, Dave.
Do you want to rap about them?
Yeah, but like Johnny Cash style.
No.
Yeah, dude, we can get the meme army in there.
I don't know if they'd want that.
Angus knows what the people want, Dave. They want coffee with prizes inside. Fucking
Scott Rose coffee.
It's Dave and Angus.
Yeah.
It's Dave.
I'm Angus.
It's Dave.
We're Dave and Angus.
It's the Dave and Angus show. Right now, let's go.
Well, we've got some things to say about some shit. We'll sing some songs, do interviews, and pee against the wind.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Angus.
It's Dave.
I'm Angus.
It's another Dave and Angus show. Right now, let's go.
Bing, bong, poof.